Hello and welcome to the music at Bar Camp Cork. This is not evening, this is lunchtime, and I'm probably having to shout. Anyway, look, I've just been told that I've just been introduced to a lady who does voiceover, and she doesn't know audio boo, so I've got to find out who she is. Who are you, please? Who are you?
My name is Arlene Cook.
And come on, where are you from? And tell me your whole life story, and tell me your whole life's ambition. Where are you going?
I'm a Jamaican American. I'm here in Cork, Ireland, for the last 3 years, and I'm by profession a psychologist, but I've been getting into the field of voiceover and voice acting. So that's
why didn't you stick to psychology?
I am sticking to psychology. That's my day job.
And you're getting into this voice stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, come on. And we hear very few Jamaican voices in Cork, much too few. I used to live in the UK where I mixed with a lot of Jamaicans, mm-hmm. right? Come on, tell me something about, say some more.
Well, certainly Jamaicans get everywhere. but yeah, I moved to the States when I was 9, but I still consider myself very much Jamaican American and I wasn't completely assimilated, but I decided to come to Ireland for an adventure, to do something different with my life and break out of the rut. And I think for me, voice acting and voiceover work is sort of an extension of that, trying to get out of the picture and the box of who I am and try something that's more creative and that sort of feeds that part of myself a little bit more. So,
you know, you could reach a big audience and get a great following and link up with people if you do what I'm doing now using this audio boo technology.
And how would you suggest, since I'm completely new to audio boo, besides the fact that you're uploading an interview to it, is it a networking site, a social media site?
Look, it's so blooming simple. I'm not technologically sophisticated. Uh-huh. Have you got an iPhone?
Yes, of course.
Okay, right, okay. Then all you do is you download onto your iPhone, uh-huh. I think it's free, Audio Boo, the uh-huh. app, right? The rest is a doddle. You then just literally start speaking.
And uploading.
Uploading.
Anything.
This, I'll show you. When we finish this conversation, I'll upload it and show it to you. But there's nothing to be done. I mean, to begin with, you just simply, you know, get the app.
Right.
And if I could use it, anyone could use it. It's as simple as you just press a button.
Uh-huh.
You see these things in front here?
Uh-huh.
They tell us the level of the sound recording. So if we shout, it'll be too loud. But there's a lot of background noise.
Yes. But great music going on.
Here we are. Yeah. So we can carry on chatting like this. Now, you could tell the story of your entire life. You could practice your voiceover.
Ah.
You could practice in public.
Ah. Get some feedback.
You could get feedback.
Wow, that's a great idea.
In addition to getting feedback, you might actually get found. Somebody might actually like your voice.
Right.
Who you never met.
A marketing tool that I didn't know about.
There are people in Los Angeles and Scottsdale, Arizona and Australia listening to this right now.
Wow, okay.
Right, or so they will be when they wake up, you know. But yeah, so it goes all around the world, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the lady who introduced us, Audrey here, she's been interviewed on here. Her voice is here. No, you know, did I never get you? Damn it.
She's running
here.
Away.
Come back here. She must be. You know, but no, the so it's as simple as that. Technologically, I'll show it to you in a second, but it has a record button. You press a button to upload it,
uh-huh.
right? And it'll go out via Facebook and Twitter. Because the Wi-Fi is good here, it'll go out in less than about 10 seconds.
Right. Okay.
So practice your voice again. Say some more.
What would you like me to say?
I want you to do an ad for Barcamp, right? An ad for Barcamp, right? Three, two, one, go.
Barcamp Cork, a wonderful opportunity to meet other professionals, small business owners, learn about how to use social media and other tools to sort of maximize your business potential.
Fantastic. There you had a 10-minute elevator pitch. Right.
Perfect.
Now, I want you to do it in heavy Jamaican accent, right? The same thing, right? I want to hear the authentic roots of your 9-year-old son.
My 9-year-old son.
Come on, talk to me in Jamaican.
All right, so bar camp, you know, is when different business owners come together and they find ways to learn from each other and find out how to use the online tools. It's a, you know, it's pretty good, not bad, not a bad way to meet other business owners.
But that woman, she tell the story, man. She tell the story, yeah?
Very good, very good.
Okay. Come on, give me a little bit on your opinion on Bob Marley, please.
You know, Bob Marley was born and lived very close to where I lived in Jamaica. I'm a missionary kid. My parents were missionaries, and they trained missionaries to go from Jamaica to the rest of the Caribbean and other places. So we lived in a country. Deep in the country. And Bob Marley's house was just about half an hour from where we were, although I've never visited. Can you believe that? But I was just in Jamaica this summer, and I got a chance to have a family reunion and meet family members I hadn't seen in a really long time and find new ones. And, you know, I was Irie, man, not too bad.
And when you went to the United States, I mean, that's invaluable. My God, you're the first person I met who was within shouting distance of Bob Marley, you know, so that's wonderful. But where did you go to in the States when you went from Jamaica? Where's your
base? Like many Jamaicans, we went to Miami.
Miami?
Florida.
Right. Miami City itself?
Yeah.
Oh, I was there.
Have you been?
68. Summer 68.
That's
summer,
when I was born.
I was in Miami, summer 68. Yeah.
No, my family moved there. We were supposed
no,
to...
No, sorry, 69. Summer 69, yeah.
Well, I was still in Jamaica at the time, so you wouldn't have seen me.
I was recovering from LA in summer 69. Hey, look, we've gone on for 7 minutes. I'm going to stop now,
okay.
Right? Say goodbye to your friends and relations wherever you want.
Shout out to all the cooks in Miami and Jamaica.
There we are. Cheerio, folks. There we are. Now...